Welcome to the News Corp EU Open podcast on the 27th of November 2025. US stocks extended gains as risk-on sentiment prevailed into Thanksgiving, led by the Russell and Nasdaq, while tech outperformed and communications lagged. Data was mixed with jobless claims falling and durable goods beating expectations, though Chicago PMI slumped. The Fed Beige Book said economic activity was little changed across most districts, consumer spending softened, and labor demand weakened slightly. In trade headlines, the US extended exclusions from China Section 301 tariffs until November 2026. Asia-Pac equities followed Wall Street's lead. The ASX 200 saw modest gains on strong CAPEX data and tech strength, though commodities lagged. The Nikkei rallied above 50,000 on reports Japan will issue over 11 trillion yen in extra bonds and a supplementary budget of 18.3 trillion yen. Hang Seng and Shanghai Comp finished higher despite Alibaba's losses after the Pentagon said it should be on the list of firms with Chinese military ties, while China Vanke's bond slump on repayment extension talks. European equity futures pointed to a flat open after Wednesday's 1.5-cent gains. In FX, the dollar index was subdued ahead of Thanksgiving after mixed US data. The euro briefly rose through 1.16 as ECB officials showed little appetite for cuts, while cable extended gains above 1.32 post-budget. Dollar-yen was volatile around 156 after BOJ's Noguchi reiterated a gradual policy adjustment approach. Antipodeans extended gains, with Kiwi boosted by upbeat retail and business data, and the Aussie by strong private capex. The PBOC set the yuan midpoint at 707.79. In fixed income, 10-year treasuries were flat with US markets shut, German debt held above 129 ahead of GFK data, and Japanese debt firmed slightly after reports of increased 2-year and 5-year issuance. Commodities saw crude fade the prior gains on mixed data and a large US stock build, while gold dipped slightly, cushioned by dollar weakness. Copper steadied after recent strength, and Bitcoin climbed back above 91,000. The Bank of Korea held rates at 2.50%, leaving room for cuts, but noting uncertainty in exports and domestic recovery. Governor Ri said three board members were open to a near-term cut, though views were split. On geopolitics, President Trump told Japan to lower the volume on Taiwan following a call with Xi, and later said the US will halt payments to South Africa and exclude it from the 2026 G20, a move President Ramaphosa called regrettable. Looking ahead, highlights include German GFK, Easy M3, Consumer Confidence Final, Japanese Tokyo CPI, Industrial Profit and Retail Sales, ECB Minutes, speakers including BOE's Green, ECB's Cipollone and De Guindo's Supply from Italy. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.